Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to be back together again this week as we continue the teaching, The Evidence of a Fruitful Life. 2025 is surely our year of fruitfulness. So how do we continue with our fruitfulness? We multiply it. We be fruitful and we multiply. We be fruitful and we multiply, just as the Word of God tells us.
And we can look in Genesis chapter 1:28 this morning as we open up with Genesis chapter 1:28, where God is speaking. And that's direct. And the evidence of a fruitful life. God wants us to show evidence of His Word, what He says. So can you read that, Diane?
Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth."
So those were not empty words. Those were words that carries meaning. And God blessed them. And God blessed them. And now God says to them, number one, live a fruitful life. Be fruitful. So the first thing for us is to be what? Fruitful. To show the blessings of God is to be fruitful. Mm-hmm. How can I show the blessing of God? How can you show the blessing of God? It's to be what? Fruitful. So you cannot say you have the blessing of God without the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, the Bible talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Well, every fruit contains
carrot.
A seed.
Yes.
So the seed is the Word of God.
Yeah.
And when we have the seed, then we have the fruit surrounding it, the fruits of the Spirit. So when we are our surety is in the kindness, in the peace, in the goodness, the fruits of the Spirit. Be fruitful.
Let's stay there.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit of the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
the fruitful life, the fruitful of Jane, the fruitfulness of Ari
mm-hmm.
is this. Joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Long-suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence. So you cannot say one thing
mm-hmm.
and don't produce it.
Mm-hmm.
And God blessed them. And now they have to produce the blessing that is upon their life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we look here careful this morning in that scripture, he didn't say, be fruitful and multiply before the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So he blessed them first. And now he says, now go out and do something with this blessing that is upon you. So the blessing of God makes us fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting from it.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing of God makes us fruitful. And once he says, then he says, now that you start to produce fruit in your life, multiply it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop. Then multiply it. So it's a continuation as long as we're in this earth realm. Okay? So as long as you and I is in this earth realm, we have to continue to bear fruit. And the more fruit we bear, we must multiply it. So if you bear six fruit today, the next year, bear more. You take those six and multiply it. Okay.
Yeah, there's no limit. It says fill the earth.
That's right.
There's no limit. It's our self-imposed limitations that keep us limited in our capacity. But with God, there's no limit. He says to subdue it, fill the earth and subdue it, which means to fill the earth with that which is of God. To subdue every other force working in the earth. When we're establishing the kingdom of God, when we're establishing the light of God, the circumference of the light continues to grow, then the darkness has to flee. The darkness cannot comprehend the light and immediately has to leave. So as we are being fruitful, as we are multiplying, as we are filling the earth, all other systems are being subdued.
Yes. So let's stay here. Mm-hmm. Let's stay there in our study. And Emily, you can jump in anytime you want to.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say something. Galatians 5:22 yeah. and 23, those are the fruits of the Spirit. So yeah. being fruitful doesn't necessarily mean money or anything like that. It means having, these are the Spirit. These are how we can be fruitful, by having the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So these are the fruits of the Spirit, and these are what we should strive for having in our life. And if we have all these things in our life, then we can become fruitful.
Yes. And I was going back to, and we stay there, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Then subdue. Mm-hmm. And subdue. Have dominion. So, if you look at how God, what this statement here that he make, the command that he give to us, is he knows we will have opposing force. There will be opposition to the fruit of our life. And in order for love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance to come out, and we can multiply that over and over and over and over, we're going to have opposing force. Mm-hmm. Now he says, subdue. Mm-hmm. Subdue every opposition against it, against that. So we have a command. Not God is going to subdue it for us. Mm-hmm. He tells us we need to put that down. We need to subdue it. We need to. So when it arises, crush it with love. Mm-hmm. Okay? We need to use love to crush it. Things, because that is not fruit coming from God. That it in a person's life when someone full of anger. All right, let's just talk, and you guys can jump in. Mm-hmm. When a person's life, when he's bearing anger, malice and strife, it produced death. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It produced death. And now God is saying for us to crush that, mm-hmm. subdue that. How? How are we going to subdue that? By showing more love. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to do that. You got to show more of that. Mm-hmm. Multiply. So be fruitful and what? Multiply. Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the example of that, the malice and the hate and the fruit of that is in Genesis chapter 4. Between Cain and Abel.
Right.
And in verse 7, when the Lord is talking to Cain, he tells him, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. So we have the ability to be able to rule over sin, even when it lies at the door.
Yes.
When we do well, it will be accepted. So the sin's desire is for us, but we shall rule over it. Going back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, fill the earth and subdue it.
Yeah.
Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So when the serpent came into the garden in Genesis chapter 3, Eve already had the power to be able to subdue the serpent and to have dominion over the serpent, but she didn't activate the position that she had. She was more engaged with the deception instead of coming to her full calling in the Lord, her full dominion power in the Lord to be able to subdue it. So she allowed the conversation to intrigue her, and then she was deceived. But the sin lied at the door when the serpent came into the garden. But she had power to be able to have victory over the serpent. But instead, she fell into his cunningness, into his craftiness, and she was deceived. So we have to make sure that we are aware of the dominion power that we have. It's even more so now through Jesus Christ, the dominion power that we have in this earth to be able to operate and be aware. Yeah, there's opposing force.
Yes.
There's different things that are going to fight for our attention and try to get us off course. You know, and it's a lot of times it's not the worst of the worst thing that the enemy's trying to entrap us in. It's subtle things that keep our attention off of what we are supposed to be doing. So it may seem like a good thing, but it's not the right thing. And we know we talk about that a lot on this program. A lot of times we're so engaged doing a good thing, a good thing, a good thing, and we're side to side all over the place, wearing ourselves out doing good things, but we're not doing the right thing, which is going to bring us forward in the purpose, in the will of God, his intention for our life.
Amen.
You want to jump in?
No, I was just going to say, and that's what it means to subdue everything. It means to get a grip on everything. Don't let everything in this life get to you. And it's perfectly clear. Every time something comes our way, we need to have the Spirit of God within us and to show, like, what is love? What is really love? Yeah. Love is selfless, unconditional care for others. So be careful when you say you love something, because do you really love them? Do you have that unconditional care? Or joy. Joy is a deep gladness that isn't shaken by circumstances. That means when something happens to us, we have the ability to fight it, to go against it. This is what it means to subdue, to subdue the circumstances in life and to have the victory.
And I like that. If you have joy, joy is not shaken by the circumstances. Mm-hmm. Joy, you know, the circumstances are not supposed to put your joy out. You know, the joy that I have is from above. Therefore, it has power over everything else because the joy didn't come from the world. So there's a difference between the joy that the world gives and the joy that God brings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those fruits of the Spirit, which is including the joy, those fruits are to protect the seed. Just the natural, physically, the fruit protects the seed.
Yes.
The fruit surrounds the seed. So as Christians bearing the name of Christ, we're to operate in the fruits of the Spirit to protect the seed. What is the seed?
The seed is
the word of God. It is the reputation of God. So when we're choosing to operate in the fruits of the Spirit, we're protecting the seed, we're protecting the word, we're protecting the image of Christ, because we are assigned to be his ambassadors representing him in the earth. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.